Unprecedented and beautiful mode at the time of Asakti. The sadhak becomes very eager to obtain the worshipable object. He cannot rest in one place. From his bhajan kutir, he comes and comes out, sometimes he goes in. All the time he keeps wandering in eagerness. If he sees some Vaishnava, "Oh, my life is successful," he says. He has deep Shraddha, faith, and deep attachment, love. He asks him several questions regarding spiritual matters. If he sees some speaker of Bhagavatam, he begins to inquire from him with eagerness, "Oh, you are so scholarly person. Just by hearing one shlok about the sweetness of Krishna from the 10th canto, when he is defined, when he is made to hear the definition of this shlok from 10th canto and Ras Panchadhyay, one chant, Savkahamrita Amritam Satyajivanam, this shlok, hearing this shloka, he begins to manifest ecstatic symptoms in his body, and he begs to hear one more shloka. All the gopis have been left behind. He has taken Radha and he gave these descriptions. He begins to shed tears of happiness, bliss. Then these are the symptoms of Asakti. Somewhere, sometimes, he develops some feel some dejection in his heart. He goes to the association of the saintly person. But when he sees them, he says, "Oh, my life is so successful. Here, Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha is going on. Sitting in the assistance of the saintly persons. He hears Harikatha and just like from Mansarovar, from the Himalaya, there are thousands of rivers emanating from this lake, Mansarovar. Similarly, he becomes completely absorbed. All this Harikatha is flowing in thousands of directions and purifying all the places. Just like by the flow of the river Ganga or Yamuna, all everywhere is lush green. Similarly, his heart also is filled with so much bliss and happiness by hearing this Harikatha. Then he says, "Prabhu, you what is the medicine for please give me the medicine that I should be able to cross this material ocean of birth and death. Please show him the instructions to cross this ocean of birth and death. Sometimes he considers himself very fortunate by hearing instructions from the saintly person. Sometimes he shows the saintly person and hears Harikatha from them. The asakti in his heart, when Sarvesh had asakti in his heart for the desired object of his worship, he travels there, he moves inside, outside, Varsana, Govardhan, Vrindavan. He travels to all these places very restlessly. We have seen the Goswamis that how they were also wandering, traveling all the places. In other saintly persons also we see these symptoms. Where to go? What should I do? Where should I go? Where should I go that I will be able to find Krishna? Where can I? Will I ever be able to attain Sri Vrajendranandan? His mind is restless. Why? Because he is not feeling good about anything. Oh, except for Krishna, he finds nothing grateful. Wandering in the forest, he keeps wandering in the forest, different forests. Sometimes he has darshan, a glimpse of Krishna, and then he thinks he sees some deer. Krishna deer means one bad deer which has accepted Krishna as his whole and soul. if he will come near me, then it means Krishna is merciful to me. And if the deer goes away from me, it means that Krishna has gone away from me. That Krishna is not merciful on me. So like this, all the natural movements of the birds, animals, insects, etc., he imposes, or he sees in them also Krishna's mercy everywhere. He searches for Krishna's mercy in all living entities. That Krishna's mercy is coming to me. If the deer goes away from him, he says, oh, Krishna is not merciful to me. If the deer comes to me, then Krishna is merciful to me. Like this, in all living entities, he is searching the mercy of Krishna. Translation by Damodar Maharaj.
Let's not speak about Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami.
Shri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Shri Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj. They were never able to stay stationary in one place. In Vrindavan also, there is not a single place where they have not visited. But they are not able to attain any peace. Where should I go to attain Krishna? What should I do? Oh, Mahaprabhu is very merciful. Maybe I will go to his place. There Krishna I can attain very easily. Like this, this eagerness of the heart, he goes to Navadvipa. Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj enters near, he attains the expression of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He enters a toilet like this, wandering all over to attain Bhagavan, Shri Krishna. Somewhere he goes to the villages of the Braj, and small children, Brahman kids, if he sees them who are playing, he remembers, he asks them, oh, Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan. He is considering them to be Sanak Sanandan. I will be able to attain Krishna? Will I have his darshan? The child may be with broken words. If he said no, hearing this, he becomes greatly distressed in heart and laments, starts to cry, oh, I will not be able to attain Krishna. And if the children see that, oh, the Baba is crying, they say, oh, Baba, you will have. Then he begins to dance in ecstasy. Sometimes he becomes very indifferent towards everything. Quietly he goes to Bhajan Kuti, chants, or begins to think, meditate. How they attain Bhagavan? He has no other thought in his heart. Eating, drinking, sleeping. He has no such desires in his heart. No such needs now. Where should I go? What should I do to attain him, Krishna? Even he has forgotten his daily needs. Taking bath, eating, drinking. Everything he has forgotten. The people, some members asked him because, but he's trying to keep his moods secret. Okay, I will speak a little Hindi also.
Bali.
Hindi. Hindi is more understandable. Wait, very sweet, I don't get to eat.
What is the secret of their religion? There are stories of the Christian. Just be the Kaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj. He could not stay in one place. He was always moving here and there. And finally, he thought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so merciful. So he came up with Vrindavan and went to another week. And even another week, he took home Bhajan in so many places. Sometimes in the bathroom, he was sent here and there. Then there you have Shakti. So they're going to move. It's like a madman. He sees a scroll walking around the boy, pointing in the dark. And he asked him, what's the name of Ananda? Will I get Krishna today? And if the boy says, no, then the boy begins crying, laugh, laugh. And if the boy laughs, oh yes, yes, you'll get it. Then the Ananda becomes happy again. Sometimes he goes to his mother to eat here. He cannot think of anything else except Krishna. How will I eat? how much they, how much they bow, they have none of these meetings. All these things of the Hare Krishna. Sometimes for no reason he stands up, then he sits down, he goes here and there. So now, what happened to you? What happened? The guru can explain to this woman.
His relatives begin to think that he has become crazy. Maybe he has become mad. The neighbors, they, when they see all his activities, they think,
that
he is lazy and he is foolish. He has no brains.
Some
think that maybe he is suffering from mental disease. Maybe he is crazy. The Mimamsas, they think he is foolish. Mayavadi, they don't think. They consider him to be fallen. No, he is not doing any task, no job. He doesn't speak anything about the scriptures. He is fallen person. Those who are offenders towards the Lord, they consider him to be duplicitous and proud. Somebody considers him fallen, somebody considers him lazy, crazy. They don't know the glories of the devotional service of the Lord. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he saw Jagannathji, he ran like a madman to touch his lotus feet. All the big pandas, scholarly people who were there, could not understand these moods of Mahaprabhu. There is a stick there to move the people. It will not hurt. It will not wound a person. So they were just about to hit Mahaprabhu. Sarva Bhattacharya said, oh, these symptoms are not visible in very high devotees also. Where did this mood arise from in him that they removed? He was the chief among all the priests there. He removed all of them from there, and then unconscious state, he took him in his home. He understood that he is Bhagavan. This all he also could not understand. Such a devotee is very rare to see in this world. They are karmakushal or advaitwadi, they are very expert in the worldly matters. By their intelligence, they are able to calculate on material scale, what they can understand about the such exalted moods of the devotees, because they themselves are in illusion. Those who have attained asakti, they consider them to be in illusion. That's why only a devotee of the Lord can understand. They are also not ordinary devotees, not all ordinary people. Those who have attained the stage of bhava, only such people can understand the stage, or who has attained the stage of asakti, they can understand the mood of other such devotees. If we think, we might think that, oh, is it bhava really his mood, or he is imitating? We also yet have not firm faith that maybe he has attained such high mood. Only a jeweler knows the value of a diamond. General people do not understand the value of a diamond, they do not recognize the diamond. Only a devotee, a person who has attained prasakti, only such persons can understand that he has attained the most worshipable Lord, and he has attained the stage of sakti. His life is successful. Except for the devotees, nobody can understand such moods. These people,
asakti
Bhakti is like a river of fame, and they fall in this river and they manifest different moods and proceed towards the wealth of fame, towards the ocean of fame, this river flows. Hindi bolo.
Yeah. Sita.
Thank you.
Thank you. Shiromani Krishnanandini Nilavasana Parihana
Nilavasana Parihana
Nilavasana
Try to understand.
Sat,
Chit, Jnana. Is the Swarup Shakti's budding stage. Budding stage. It's not fully blossomed. It is completely, it is in a budding stage, beginning stage. This is the Bhakti creeper, the Kalp Lata, the Kalp creeper of Bhakti's flower, it is known. It is very rare. Eternal effulgence and even moksh, yoga, tapasya, jnana, etc. It becomes meaningless. All these. Even moksh becomes karma, of course, what else you got, karma, etc. Even moksh becomes faithless. Are useless attain this stage. Even an atom of this stage can remove the entire ignorance from the root. From the root, all the ignorance is removed just by its atomic association, by its atomic. Madhusudan means Krishna. This flower of Bhav can, this fragrance can attract Shri Madhusudan or Shri Krishna. It gives an invitation by the fragrance of this flower. It gives an invitation to Shri Madhusudan, Shri Krishna. What to speak in detail by Bhav, the heart becomes completely melted and the heart is completely softened. The early Sadhan Bhakti, the heart begins to melt. In Asakti, the heart begins to melt. What it means, the melting of the heart? The tears go from the eyes. All the ascetic symptoms manifest in one's body. This is the symptom of Bhav. In Bhav, the chit, this is Shuddha Sattva Vishesh, it teaches this stage, the condition. This is the ray of Prem, the sun of Prem, ray it may be called. This Bhav, this half or rati frame, it is the snae mantranae, etc. Rag, anurag, bhav. This is the budding stage of all these higher stages. Snae mantranae, etc. Like Madhavendra Puripal is described as the bud of Bhakti Lata. We see in Mahaprabhu Sampradaya, this very high stage of Mahabhav, the Bhav must understand to be the budding stage of Prem or Mahabhav. Reading. These two, Prem Sureshapa Sabhat and Ruchi Vishish Nyaprit. These are the two
tatastha lakshana, tatastha symptoms, how bhav. And this is the son of fame. Ray, what means Shuddha Sattva? The potencies of Ladini and Sambit. It is these potencies are implied in them. But the main is Haladini Shakti is prominent here. And also, but Swami Shakti is also present there. Must understand this properly. How Krishna will be attained? Friendliness towards Krishna and favorable disposition towards Krishna. Through this bhav, the heart has melted, softened. This is our bhava bhakti, and the swarup is Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Shuddha Sattva means there is one Mishra Sattva, mixed Sattva. There is one is Mishra Sattva. The conditioned soul is Mishra Sattva. And the liberated soul is Shuddha Sattva. Krishna is and the associate of his in Golok, they are all Vishuddha Sattva. Shuddha Sattva means Bhagwan Swarup Shakti. By saying Shuddha Sattva, Bhagwan Swarup Shakti, its function of self-manifestation, understand this more clearly, properly. Swarup Shakti is, its function is Samvid Haladini. Along with this, Haladini is more prominent. Mahashakti is present there, but Haladini Shakti is prominent amongst all these two potencies. Haladini Shakti is presiding deities, Radharani herself, Shuddha Sattva, Vishesh, means Samvit and Haladini, these potencies, the mixture of this is, this is in present in the associates of the Lord, Subal, Sakha, etc., Yashoda Mother, Nanda Baba, and the Gopis. Amongst Gopis, the topmost Radharani. She is Haladini Shakti herself. By giving pleasure to Krishna, she is bringing Krishna under her control, subordination. That power, and meditating on Krishna, meditating on the Gopis, or
your call is this.
So we heard how the Kalis, the Gyanis, the Ramanujas, the Mayavadi, and the ordinary person, having criticized the devotee and learned of the Shakti, they want to speak of understanding the devotee in an even higher level, who has reached the stage of Bhava Bhakti. Shiva Ramanujas has given the definition of Bhava Bhakti. But really, only a high-class Madhyamakami can really understand it. And as those who understand, theoretically, only two or three in this world have achieved that power function. A devotee can say to Bhav is always restless for the answer of Krishna. Therefore, that Bhav, another name is also Rati. And this is like a bud for the flower of prayer. First of all, we should understand that bhakti is like a wish of living vine. It's very hard to understand the external symptom of a son of the sacred vow. What to speak of these internal symptoms which we cannot see. First we should understand what is Sudhisattva Vishesha Pastrena Swamyam Krishna. That through Shakti is made of Sat, Chit, and Ananda. And with this will be explained later. Therefore, Bhakti is like a kalpa, a wish of killing vine of devotion. And this Bhava Bhakti is like a bud that appears on that vine. So this Bhava Bhakti, and this means Bhava Bhakti is very rare, moksha to do about. It has the ability to dispel all types of ignorance and all types of ignorance, and it also manifests all sattvajnan within the heart. This Bhava Bhakti attracts the being of Sri Krishna himself, Sri Madhusudha. And Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Sri Bhaktivinoda have described very nicely how a sadhak in the state of Bhaktivinoda doubts with Krishna for only 1 second, then he disappears again. Then when the state of Bhav, the heart of the sadhak completely melts, and we discuss the three types of Abhilash, experience the state of Rishi. So, the external symptoms we can see in the sadhak's body in the form of tears flowing from the eyes, the choking of the voice, and the absence of the suffering bhava. Therefore, the Guru Goswami has described to the sadhak vishesha prana surya sanyava. This bhava bhakti is the first ray of the sun of prana. And this bhava bhakti is the scrap of all systems, of all stages which appear after bhava, beginning from prayer, Naya, Man, Pranaya, Raga, Anurag, etc. This bhava is the scrap of all of them. Just like Sri Madhavendra Puri is described to be the scrap of the bush fulfilling tree of Grandha Bhakti in this world. Then Sri Madhavendra took that and distributed it everywhere in the form of Sri Radha Bhakti. Therefore, this Sudhisattva is one. This Bhava Bhakti has both Siddhartha Lakshan, external symptoms, and
neutral.
Siddhartha and Swarup Lakshan. It has external symptoms and internal symptoms. Therefore, the external symptoms we discuss, and the internal symptoms is the heart of the mouth. With the desire to perform a favor which is favorable towards Krishna. What is Sudhisattva? This Sudhisattva is the sprout of friends. It is the essence of Sandhik and Lagini Shakti. The essence of those two qualities, of course, Sandhik Shakti is also there. When the essence of the Sandhik and Lagini Shakti mix together, that is called Sudhisattva. And even among the Sambhita, the Lady Shakti, the Lady Shakti, or the first human quality is prominent there. So the truth of Bhav is what? Sudhisattva Visheshatma, the essence of Sambhita and Lady Shakti. Therefore, we should understand what is the meaning of Sattva. Sattva. Sattva means existence. In this world, which is mixed with Maya, Sattva-guru, Rajaguru, and Kala-guru, that is called Vishwa-sattva. The Mukta Purush, the liberated soul, they experience only Sudha-sattva. Vishwa-sattva, this world is mixed with the three modes of nature, and it finally experiences that. The liberated soul experience Sudhisattva, which is beyond mind. But the Parikas of Bhagavan, they experience a special form of that, which is called Sudhisattva Vishesh. Sudhisattva. So, this Sudhisattva is really the essence of Krishna's own Sudha Shakti. It is Swataka Sambhivriti. It is a self-manifest function of Krishna's own quality. Therefore, of these three, Lalini Shakti is called the Mahashakti, and the right deity of that Vaini Shakti is Radhika herself. So this Surasatva is the essence of Sankrita, the Vaini Shakti, the essence which appears in the heart of the eternal Kalika of the Vrindavan, like a shower boy, like a gopi. And amongst the gopi, it most strongly manifests in Srimati Radhika. The consciousness of the Vaini Shakti is poised to please Krishna and give justice to the devotees. So the devotees in this world, under the guidance of the eternal Kalika, and always thinking of their moves towards service to Krishna, by their grace and their mercy, that Vishuddha Sattva from their service to enter the heart of the sun in this world. But in this world, there is only two or three who can really understand what is wrong. I'm reading.
Our sadhaka is the bhav of having the bhav of Sandini Shakti.
Sambit,
what means? Sambit means knowledge. Knowledge means bhav. The more sweetness you have in this attitude towards service, halasi means that bhav should be blissful, pleasure giving. Then the essence of all these potencies is residing in the eternal associates of the Lord. By bhav, they are giving pleasure to the Lord and themselves also attain bliss. This is Shuddha Sattva Vishesh bhav. By performing bhajan under their subordination, it is described. Dancha means under their subordination, guidance, remembering Krishna, meditating on Krishna, by their mercy those bhav manifest is infused in the hearts of the sadhak practitioner, that is called bhav or rati. Tomorrow's program.
Sambit of the meaning. What is Sambit? That is Jnana, which is God. So in other words, which holds our relationship with Krishna, that is called Sambit Shakti. That partially by which we know Krishna and Krishna knows himself. But that vow is really full of Ananda. That Ananda is called Sambit Shakti. So when the essence of this Sambit of the Shakti, that is always around the eternal subject to Sri Krishna. That the Vaini Shakti makes Krishna and all the devotees happy. And the devotee, by always remembering the eternal subject of Sri Krishna, that bhava is in the heart. As it says, Krishna's transcendental subject, that he is on the Sankara. Always remember Krishna and especially the devotees who serve him.
আগামীকাল আমাদের এই গোষ্ঠ প্রজামন্ডল পরিকুমার কিন্তু